This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy.
Hi there, Dave.
The Providence-based software company Utilidata and the global tech company Siemens will be working together to offer Utilidata voltage regulation software to clients. Now, to talk about the implications of all this is our guest, Mr. Scott DePasquale, chairman and CEO of Utilidata. Welcome.
Thanks, David. Thanks for having me.
First question, kind of an elevator speech about what it is your company does and what does this agreement cover?
We're a global software company. We work with electric utilities, and we help them access information about their power delivery system that they didn't have before. And we do three big things with that. We can reduce a lot of wasted energy on the power delivery side of the grid. We can help them get access to surveillance opportunities. So if there's a hacker or somebody that's going to try to shut down the grid through a cyber attack, we can give them access or at least insights to that happening in real time. And we can stabilize and make the grid more reliable, particularly as utilities have to manage more and more renewable energy resources like wind and solar.
So we're talking about energy efficiency in part.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, that really, that plays into some news earlier this week. ISO New England, which operates the grid in the region, they do a yearly auction for electricity, and they're projecting out into the future an actual shortage in capacity generation, partially, you know, the reason being Brayton Point is going to close down, but Yankee Nuclear is going to close down as well. And so being more efficient obviously becomes a very important piece of whatever's going on, right?
Indeed. In fact, that was part of the prospects to which we launched the company on. We had started working with American Electric Power in the Midwest. They had to retire a lot of coal-fired generation because of emerging mercury regulations that made retrofits in some of these coal plants very expensive and uneconomic. And so as we think about the retirements and the shift to natural gas generation in the United States, there's a question of whether or not we're gonna cause reliability issues as we make that transition to a sort of cleaner generation fleet.
I'm going to attempt a layman's style question. As energy efficiency grows with this new arrangement and the new equipment, might we find existing power lines producing more than we thought we had?
Absolutely. I think there hasn't been a lot of innovation over the last 100 years. And with the recent decrease in cost to deploy communications technology, we're able to automate more parts of the power distribution system. And that allows us to do a better job managing voltage. Today, utilities over-voltage their system. They can deliver electricity anywhere between 114 and 126 volts. Because they don't have a lot of communications capabilities to the fringe of the grid, today they have to ensure you get minimally 114 volts at the endpoint. They have to start over 120. There's a lot of wasted energy in that equation.
So this is energy that can be redeployed. Your generation capacity actually gets extended, is what you're saying.
That's right. We need less generation to serve the same load. If we deploy the communications technology and we have intelligent software that can optimize and manage those devices that are newly connected out on the grid.
As more and more people have more and more devices at home that need to be recharged and all the rest of it, and flat screen TVs which demand more energy, the energy demands are going up. So it seems like it's a really important piece of the puzzle.
That's right. We can save 3 to 5% of every kilowatt hour that passes through the system, and that means your bill can be up to 5% less, and that's just good economics. And we need a very quick payback on that investment, and consumers don't have to change their behavior. We're not asking anybody to do anything different. We're creating that energy efficiency on the power delivery system itself.
You have connections with utilities across the nation, and obviously, you're doing more. You also, you're working globally. Siemens is a global player in this market, right?
We are indeed. In fact, we are deploying our product in the Middle East. We're working with Saudi Aramco to make sure that the power delivery systems that are supporting their natural gas processing facilities and their refining facilities are optimized so that they don't have to use their product to generate electricity, right? And that it has a positive impact on their bottom line. It has a positive impact on managing the cost of oil longer term. And so we've been very successful with Saudi Aramco. And those were the things that Siemens was interested in, that we've now proven the technology out in enough countries throughout enough utilities that they wanted to be part of that. And they wanted to be able to use that technology to drive other products they have.
You're listening to The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. And our guest is the chairman and CEO of Utilidata, Mr. Scott DePasquale, the chairman and CEO of Utilidata. Utilidata is centered in Providence. With the adaptation of the new voltage regulation software, what does that mean for the employment situation, the production situation for the company?
Right. So we're trending on about 50 people in Providence. I'd say most of our jobs are technical jobs, engineers and scientists that are working on developing automation products and software innovation deployed specifically to electric power utilities. As we work with companies like Pacific Gas and Electric to help them integrate renewable resources like wind and solar, which have, by the way, a very disruptive impact. As you start to put more solar on the grid, the variability in that power output because of cloud cover and other natural occurrences that are unpredictable, it's a very disruptive impact, right? And part of what our software does is it helps those utilities manage that integration better. And so as we innovate with PG&E and we find a way to put more smart devices out in the grid and we help them grow with their growing renewable base, we're able to hire more people to come here to Providence to innovate those products. And so as our customer base grows and as utilities innovate in this space, we're adding science and engineering jobs in Providence.
And how do you find working in Rhode Island?
We like it. You know, it was much easier to recruit when we came to Rhode Island than we thought it was. We originally looked at putting the business in Boston or Raleigh, and we came here because we had a cost advantage. We had some support financially from the state to put the business here. And frankly, we had an opportunity to get it launched quicker. And so as we first started recruiting, we were able to bring people in from Chicago, from Maryland, from San Francisco. People have generally liked the quality of life here. For fairly high-paying engineering and technical jobs, it's a much lower cost of living than, say, Boston or the Bay Area in San Francisco. So we've been able to leverage that. And frankly, out here, it's less competitive for us with other technology companies than it might be in Silicon Valley.
Now, you were talking about earlier the variability in solar. Isn't wind energy, which potentially has an even bigger impact here, isn't it even more variable than solar, or are they about the same?
It can be. You can't predict cloud cover, which impacts the power output of a solar array, and you can't necessarily predict with any level of precision when and how the wind's going to blow. And so as the amount of power that's dumped onto the grid changes dramatically through the day or through the evening, the grid that we're operating from today, which is still largely 100 years old in its design, has a very hard time digesting that. And, from a reliability standpoint, if we don't learn how to do that better as the renewable expectations grow, it's going to cause real issues for utilities and consumers.
And we are out of time, so we have to leave the discussion there. Utilidata Chairman and CEO Scott DePasquale, the guest on The Bottom Line, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks again to Mark Murphy of Providence Business News.
Great as always to be here, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.